special hate relationship because freedom lies in looking at it. It would be impossible not to know the meaning of love except for the special hate relationship. For the special love relationship in which the meaning of love is hidden is undertaken solely to offset the hate but not to let the hate go. Your salvation will rise clearly before your open eyes as you look on this. You cannot limit hate. The special love relationship will not offset hate, but the special love relationship will merely drive your hate and fear underground and out of sight. So the purpose of a special relationship, as the ego does it, is to use the relationship to hide what you really feel about yourself from yourself. I say it again. People in the world who don't know the truth, somebody who thinks that they're separate, somebody who learned the world's thought system, believes that if they can form a relationship with somebody else, it's a way for them to hide the way they really feel about themselves from themselves and temporarily take their value from the other person. Does everybody follow that?
Yeah.
Do you agree or not agree?
Yeah.
If you get out of denial and really look at it, it's like, why is it that I can feel so bad about myself and then fall in love and then feel so good? What happened? Well, what happened was I was feeling bad, and now I'm using the relationship and the focus I have on you to make me forget what I really believe about myself, because now I'm feeling good because of what you're telling me. So I'm getting my value from you. That's nothing but taking the way you feel about yourself, the fear of hate, and driving it underground out of sight. Did y'all, everybody with me?
Yes.
Okay, that's why you can go to, I feel so bad, to I feel so good, because I'm with you. Think about that for a minute. Why did your mood immediately change when they showed up? And why was it another way before they showed up? What changed? Nothing. Because I'm still looking outside of myself for my value. But what I am doing is temporarily hiding my fear and all my fears and insecurities from myself, because now I feel valuable because you're telling me how cute I am and how important I am to you. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I give you all this value, right? And then all of a sudden you start to do some things that's opposite to what I want you to do. So now you're making me upset and afraid. So now you are making me aware of the very thing that the relationship with you is supposed to be keeping me unaware of, which is my fear. You see, you were supposed to hide my fear. Now you're making me afraid. Now you upset me. So now I'm disillusioned with you. Because you're not successfully hiding the way I think about myself from myself. I'm not able to temporarily get some sense of value from my relationship with you because I'm insecure and afraid. So the special love relationship will not offset it, but will merely drive the hate and fear underground and out of sight. So the Course says, and this is important, says it's essential to bring it into sight and make no attempt to hide it. Mm-hmm. He says, because it's this attempt to balance the hate you feel deep down inside with the love you think you're getting out here. Right? Mm-hmm. He says the attempt to balance love and hate, that's what makes love meaningless. How can I love you and then smack you upside the head? Is that not trying to balance love and hate? So I don't really know what love is, because you see, there is no pain in love. There is no attack in love. There is no hate in love. So if I can love you and hate you, then I really don't know what love is. If I can love you and hate you, I don't really know what love is. If you can love me, if you can like me and don't like me, then you don't know what love is. If you even think you got that choice, he said, you don't know what love is. And then we try to balance it. He said, well, I like you. You might have done this, but you did this, though. And you might be crappy over here, but you tell him, you did take me out to dinner for my birthday. See, I'm balancing it. I'm trying to balance what I don't like about you with what I do like about you. So I don't know what love means, because I wouldn't even be doing that stupid stuff with somebody that I really loved. Okay, now this part of the Course is a butt kicker. I'm telling you that. Don't say I didn't warn you. It's not, you know, some people gonna run, and that's okay, you know, and some gonna stick it out. Because this is the last thing that your ego wants you to hear. This is it. You are, guess what? You actually are making no attempt to hide it. You really are bringing it into sight. When? Right now. You're doing it right now. He says, the extent of the split that lies in this you do not realize, and until you do, the split will remain unrecognized and therefore unhealed. The symbols of hate against the symbols of love play out a conflict that doesn't exist, because symbols stand for something else, and the symbol of love is without meaning if love is everything. Now, you will go through this last undoing quite unharmed. You will go through this last undoing. That's what seeing the relationships correctly is, right? He says you will go through this last undoing quite unharmed and will at last emerge as yourself. Now, in other words, this is the last step in the readiness for God. So be not unwilling now. You are too near. You are too near, and you will cross the bridge in perfect safety, translated quietly from war to peace. For the illusion of love will never satisfy, but its reality, which awaits you on the other side, the reality of love that awaits you on the other side will give you everything. All right, take a breath with me. I want to just focus on the sentence, and I want to see what comes up for you. I'd like you to just tell me what you feel when I say this to you. The illusion of love will never satisfy. So if you're in a relationship in which you're not satisfied, you are not in a relationship of love. So the illusion of love will never satisfy, but real love will give you everything. So the special love relationship is an attempt to limit the destructive effects of hate. By finding a haven in the storm of guilt, the special relationship makes no attempt to rise above the storm of guilt into the sunlight. On the contrary, when you're in a special relationship, as the ego does it, the relationship emphasizes the guilt outside the haven by attempting to build barricades against it and keep within them. I am going to form a relationship with you, and that relationship with you will be a barricade against all the stuff outside the door that may hurt me. I got this love right here within this barricade, and this relationship is a barricade, and now I'm safe from all the stuff out there. Do you ever feel like that when you go home? It's like you close the door, and now, like you said, you know, we emphasize the guilt or the problem outside the haven. Then we attempt to build barricades against it in our relationships, and we try to stay in these barricades of what seems to be something that's safe and loving when all this stuff out here might get us. He said a special love relationship isn't perceived as a value in itself. The special love relationship is seen as a place of safety from which hatred is split off and kept apart. In other words, the special love partner is acceptable only as long as they serve the purpose of keeping the hate and guilt away. Hatred can enter the relationship. As a matter of fact, hatred and upset is welcome in some aspects of the relationship. But even with the hatred that comes and goes, right, and the anger that comes and goes, he says the relationship is still held together by the illusion of love. Yeah, we fight all the time, but, you know, we still held together by the illusion of love. We've been held together by the illusion of love for, that's, see, now, how long has it been? 32 years this September, our illusion of love has lasted. You know, we got some hate and some fights. It comes and goes in the relationship, but that's what it is. As long as we keep protecting each other from what might happen outside the door, we now have our barricade relationship. And in this barricade relationship, there may be some hurt, no hate, and some upset that enters every now and then. He says, but doesn't make any difference, you know, because as long as we have this illusion of love, we're going to hang in there. He says, but if the illusion goes, now what does that mean? If the relationship is broken, or if the relationship becomes unsatisfying on the grounds of disillusionment. So when the illusion goes, then all of a sudden this relationship is unsatisfying